What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, October the 6th. Said it first time that time. I've been here for an hour up till now, messing with my equipment. The camera's not playing. You know why? Because I'm in a rush to be somewhere. So that's why everything goes wrong when you're in a rush. I shouldn't let the camera or the equipment know that I'm in a rush and then I'm panicking and I need to be somewhere else. And then it would just do what it's meant to do. Stand there and just film me or record me. But instead, because I'm in a panic, I'm in a bit of a rush, it decides to fall off, not sit right, bend to the left, bend to the right, fall off the pod. The speaker falls off. So I've had to deal with all that because I don't have the money for a cameraman, you see, or a sound man. I'm all those things. But anyway, that's how we start. I'm in a stressful mood, so it's going to be interesting. And hopefully you've got to be somewhere and then you won't notice so much. Donald Trump, he's back. He's back in town. He's back. I don't know if he looks... he's just not wearing his orange makeup, isn't he? He's not wearing his orange makeup, so he's trying to look a little bit ill. But he said that he feels better than he has done for 20 years, which means that he's had all those cocktail of drugs that they've been putting through him or testing on him. He's become... He's basically set himself up to be the guinea pig on behalf of the American people. So, you know... There's so many different sort of underlying things that could come from that, from my perspective. And also now, aren't they, I don't know if it was bullshit or not, but I did notice that they were selling coins about Trump beating coronavirus, gold coins that you can buy from the White House. I mean, literally, surely they fucking had that made before he even got the virus. How have they managed to get them all up and ready before he's even recovered from it? Strange, very strange. But anyway, him feeling 20 years better than he has done ever is the precursor for all you Americans out there to try these untested cocktails of drugs that he's trialed on your behalf. So good for him and good for you. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully his wife's taken them as well. And apparently a few people in the cabinet's got the virus as well. So it's spreading around. They'll all test them. Everybody else will be all cool. So roll it out into the public. Side effects. What does one of the side effects it said? Delirious hallucinations or delirious attitude or behaviour, which is ironic for the person who was first to test it on behalf of everybody. That's one of the side effects. I'm neither or nor there, but I'm just saying that regardless, he's making it his campaign. He's going to get brownie points for the campaign, isn't he? Because he's done it on behalf of the American people. Strange, isn't it? I mean, you know, he's probably going to go fucking win the thing now. And everybody's going to go, yeah, he's fucking our COVID saviour. Anyway, George Kenny's... ex-boyfriend Kenny Goss, who also lives in America. Oh, he's American. He does live in Texas. He's trying, from all the way over there, he's trying to get £15,000 a month out of George Michael's estate because George Michael's they used to go out together, didn't they? And because they used to go out together, he thinks he deserves £15,000 a month out of it because he didn't get anything in the will. So he thinks he needs a lifestyle out of it. He needs £15,000 a month. He said he gave up a lot to be with him and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, that would get thrown out here, surely. But in America, I imagine, I don't know where he's doing the court case. Where's he doing it? In America, you win some fucking funny court cases over there. I tell you, some people win some amazing amounts of money for something really strange. What was the one I saw? One woman was suing iPhone. She was suing iPhone because she had one that got stuck up her vagina, and the fucking mercury or some shit like that did something to her. But she had put the iPhone up her, and she was suing iPhone because of the damage that it done to her. I don't know if she won. I'll have to check back on that one, because if that one won, I'm fucking a bit down on my luck money wise. I might have to get over there. I'll have to choose the smaller iPhone, of course. I don't think I'll be quite as flexible as what she obviously was. She knew she could get that up there, obviously, quite clearly. She might have even fucking tried an iPad and would have got away with it as well. But anyway, I don't know if she won, but you've had them all, haven't you? You've had the hot coffee, the McDonald's hot coffee. Everybody's milked them all to death. I don't think they milked that one. That was black coffee. So they didn't milk that one to death. Anyway, so he wants £15,000 a month. I don't think he's going to get any. He done them all. Anybody who thought that was in for a... It's mad, isn't it? Because when he dies, when George Michael dies, everybody's like, oh, damn, sorry, what a shame. Absolutely gutted. Oh, shit, I wonder what I'm going to get. And everyone's got their ears pricked up then. What's coming my way? That's the thing, when you're rich, everybody fucking wants... They're not really... They're more sad about they didn't get fuck all in the will than they were about you dying. So, if you do get rich, don't fucking tell anybody. Or make it clear that you're giving all the money to the dog's home or a fucking donkey sanctuary or something. And then see who sticks around, who's your pal, who's your friends. If they don't stick around, you know they're fucking treating you like you fucking belong at a donkey sanctuary. Anyway, a guy's raised some good money. Well, has he raised money or has he gone to bollocks? I've hipped it in half. I don't know what he's done. He's gone to the top of Ben Nevis, one of our biggest peaks in Scotland. And he's gone up there in a diver's suit. The old diver suits, the one you meant to go to the bottom of the ocean. He's gone to the top of Ben Nevis. He's traipsed all the way up there. I think he's done it for the Guinness Book of Records. I hope he's done it for charity and not just for the Guinness Book of Records. That's just fucking... For what? For no reason. He's got to have done it for charity. I've ripped a bit off that says whether he's done it for charity or not, so I'm going to assume he has. Because just doing that just for getting the Guinness Book of Records. You're killing yourself. And for what? What if you didn't even make it? And even if you did make it, someone's just got to come and beat it and knock you off the perch. It's all about... I'd pick an easier Guinness Book of Records if I was going to do it, and I'd get in. I would. I certainly wouldn't pick that one. I'm going to pick something that's really hard, really heavy, and up a fucking mountain. I want to pick something that's like I saw the other day, joining chewing gum wrappers together. Well, that's boring as fuck, though, isn't it? He'd done 32,000 chewing gum wrappers. He won the record. Somebody had obviously done it before, and he decided to do one after. And he must have just been bored out of his brains. Somebody else has just done the pull-up challenge. So, more pull-ups than anybody else. Pull-up on the pull-up bars. I did some the other day on the bars. I used to be able to do a few. I could only do five. Five or eight, I think, I managed to pull off. He was done about 4,000. And that's not including the 8,000 that he did in intervals. Training to be able to do the 4,000 on the day. Fucking mental. I mean, it's a great skill, but imagine doing that all day for hours and hours and hours. It'd be bored out your fucking brain. I need a bit more inspiration. Or a bit more... inspiration, yeah, or what's it called? Something that's got my brain interested, you know. That's why I like same as on the bikes in the gym. I like that new Peloton thing, that one where it looks like you're going down a mountain and you're on the bike, but you're in your house. There's big piles of washing all around you. The fucking, the dog's running about. And you're, projected onto the wall, a video of you travelling down a mountain, which is on this bike. Otherwise, you're just staring at the wall with all that same shit all around you, trying to exercise on a bike. Can't do it. I have to get off after about 10 minutes. Ronnie Wood, he's managed to take his mind off drugs and drink with knitting. I couldn't do that either. That would bore me. I'd have to stick with the booze and drugs, I'm afraid. He's now he's knitting. What's he knitting? A tea cosy? Scarves. He's knitting scarves. He could probably sell them. Anything he does, he could sell. He sells his paintings for thousands of pounds. If he knits a scarf, scarves ain't worth shit, are they, a knitted scarf? But if it's come from Ronnie Wood, it's going to be worth 2,000 quid. So it's good to bank some money. Hopefully, he's secretly spending the money on cocaine and alcohol and having a bit of a fun in the background, but he can't. He's 70. What is he, 73? That's the problem. At 73... You really want to do all that, don't you? Because he's a rock and roller, and surely you just want to feel like you're 20 years, 30, 40 years younger. You want to just carry on. But you're at that age where I suppose you just have to kind of decide not to do it. So to use knitting to take your mind off it, though, that's a fucking... You might as well, at the very least, I don't know, smoke fake cigarettes and sniff fake cocaine or something. Just pretend that you're doing it. I couldn't do knitting. I think life's over then. You might as well just fucking cut, throw your fucking what's it called? Throw your chips, throw your towel in if you're going to start knitting. Anyway, Rod Stewart and Elton John have fell out, speaking of the rock stars. Elton John and Rod Stewart have fell out because Rod Stewart said, well, first of all, Rod Stewart said, not another fucking final farewell tour. Elton John on his final farewell tour is not even his first one. And he's been doing it for 3 years now. And they fell out because he said, not another one. He's milking it and he's taking the piss out of people. That's what he said. So pretty blunt about his mate, apparently. And now he's pissed off because Elton won't talk to him. So he's done the diva. But he said the truth. What else did he say about it? He said something else about him. What did he say? Oh, he said something else. Oh, he said that his retirement tour wasn't very rock and roll. I think he's just put his, he's got his handbags, hasn't he? He's threw his really expensive handbags. Elton John has. He always, you know, he's threw his really expensive, what's the word? Spat his toys out or whatever the fuck you say. He's pissed off anyway, let's put it that way. He's not going round Rod Stewart's house anytime soon. Rod Stewart's invited him round for a cup of tea. Imagine that. Different world that is, isn't it? Inviting Elton John round for a cup of tea. I tell you what, he wouldn't like my place. He likes it all glitzy and glamour and a bit of fucking sparkle. The only thing that's sparkling in this house is me. The rest of it is fucking... It's a studio. It's a podcast studio. That's what it is. It's not a house. It's a podcast studio, as far as you're concerned. Anyway, Tom Cruise has been spotted travelling on top of a train in Norway. He's riding on the roof. He hasn't got a mask on, I might have noted. He hasn't got no COVID-19 mask on. Why? That's everybody else in the world has to travel on the transport with a mask on. He's sitting on top of a train. Maybe it's different rules if you're on the... Is that a loophole? If you're on the train and you're on the roof, that's a loophole. You don't actually have to... Even if you're illegally on the roof, you don't have to wear a mask. It probably would be a loophole, that would, wouldn't it? If you were travelling on the top of the train and you got caught, that would be, you wouldn't be able to get told off for not wearing a mask. You'd obviously be told off for riding on the top of the train, but you wouldn't be told off for not wearing a mask. You wouldn't get the whatever £1,000 fines it might be. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's not easy to wear one of their masks on the train all day. Anyway, it's fucking, they're a bit, little bit, they were alright for 5 minutes in the shops, didn't they? They were a bit alright for 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes. Especially people with glasses on. I've tried to wear them with my sunglasses and look a bit, at least a little bit cooler with my black mask on. Look like I'm robbing the place. But it just steams your glasses up and you just, I walked into the bloody, walked into the bananas. Knocked all the bananas on the floor, so I had to take my fucking glasses off then. Anyway, last one I'm going to do is dope smokers need more anaesthetic in more anaesthetics in surgery and suffer more pain afterwards. That's because the weed's wearing off. Researchers in the US found while cannabis can help chronic pain, regular users in surgery for broken bones need 50% more anaesthetic than a non-user. How would they know that? Well, I guess they would have to ask them, wouldn't they? But that seems very strange. I would imagine that anybody who's smoking weed would just not need the anaesthetic for a broken bone. They'll just be like, yeah, just play me cartoons. Just put cartoons on the TV, Looney Tunes, and I'm happy. Just put me on there, give me a big bag of chips, popcorn, can of Coke, chocolate. Give me all that and just let me be happy, having a laugh, smoking my weed, and then you put my leg back into place. That's fine. I don't want to be... That's it. They just don't want to be separated from smoking weed. That's what it is. So it's really psychological. Anyway, so yeah, if you break your leg, decide what you're going to do, smoke weed or have that groggy anaesthetic. I'll tell you what, I've never been put to sleep yet on an anaesthetic. I don't fancy it. I've seen some of them crazy videos when they come round and they start talking like talking load of nonsense, talking like gibberish and stuff to their parents. And the parents and their family have the cheek to film it and then put it all over social media so everyone can take the piss out of you. That's not happening to me. Probably because nobody comes to visit me in hospital. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.